This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst and popular analyst at that, joining us on the program. Emotional weekend there. What did you expect was going to happen with the final game there with Coach K at Cameron?
I didn't know. As you said, there was an emotional element to it that none of us could predict. You know, how we'd feel. And even though we knew this was coming since last spring, the finality of it and the fact that there was so much, it was like a royal wedding in a way. I mean, there was so much pomp and circumstance around it. The media coverage, I mean, the media camped out there was incredible. So it was kind of an odd feeling. And then having all the former players down there before the game, one, it was really cool to see everybody, but it was so different than anything I've ever been through before. But there were parts of it that were incredibly cool. You know, you just wonder, is it going to impact the game? And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know whether it did or didn't. I mean, before the game, everybody talked about the emotion is going to be this great weight on the players and all that. But I think I had said, if Duke wins, everybody's going to say they rode the wave of emotion to a victory. If they lose, they're going to say it was a huge distraction and a reason they lost. All that stuff's just a sort of an excuse or rationalization. It may have been a factor, but at the end of the day, you have to play, and Carolina was just better.
If I would have said to you in 1985, we're going to get to this point with Coach K, where we might be celebrating him as the greatest college basketball coach of all time, what would you have thought?
I mean, I wouldn't have disputed it, but it's certainly hard to imagine that anyone could stick around somewhere 40 plus years and have this kind of success. I mean, when my class, which included Johnny Dawkins, Mark Allery, David Henderson, and Tommy Amaker was the next year, when that group left, there was no guarantee they'd ever have a team that good. I mean, we won 37 games that last year we were there, and that was a record. An all-time record. And what it took till 2012 till Kentucky won 38 to beat that. So Coach K had two or three 37 win teams after that, and Final Fours and national championships. I mean, a coach makes one Final Four, it's a career maker, and he's made 12 and has a chance for another one this year. That just, you know, that's where, when I was always really sensitive growing up in Los Angeles to the John Wooden discussion of the greatest of all time, that people would try to take Wooden down a peg by saying, well, they played in the West and it was easy to get through the West. And he had Alcindor and Walton. Well, that was true. I mean, he won five titles with Alcindor and Walton. He won five without them. And but Coach K did it at the highest level for longer. Like Wooden won 10 in 12 years, which will never happen again. To say it's extraordinary is an understatement. But the argument for Coach K against Wooden is that he did it for 40 years, you know, as number one and all these different things, did it in the television and internet era when there were so many changes going on. It's really, really remarkable. I'm not sure we'll ever see his like again in that regard.
I was wondering about this. You go back to Johnny Dawkins, which to me was sort of that transformational recruit that Coach K got. And then he convinced Leitner or Leitner's mom to not go to North Carolina and go to Duke. Grant Hill convincing him and his father not to go to North. I mean, North Carolina was going to get Leitner and Hill. And, you know, so if you look at those three, is that correct, though, that was sort of what was happening at the time, that Johnny, I think, was a big difference maker coming in. And then the fact that he talked Leitner and Grant Hill out of going to North Carolina.
Yeah, that was the big turning point. Johnny Dawkins is the most important player to ever play at Duke, certainly under Coach K. That, but for Johnny Dawkins, I'm not sure this happens.
Yeah.
Maybe it does, but I'm not sure it does. The key guy, though, before Leitner and Hill in the Duke versus North Carolina recruiting battle was Danny Ferry. Danny Ferry was a high school senior in 1985, and Carolina was all over him. And back then, when Carolina recruited you, you went. And Duke got Ferry as the number one player in the country. And that was when the tide started to shift and it became a fair fight in recruiting. And Duke could get a player that Carolina wanted. So that was the one. And Ferry went to three Final Fours during his period there and was National Player of the Year and one of the best college players, frankly, I ever saw. So that was the guy that I think greased the skids for, you know, the Duke versus Carolina recruiting battles. And the truth is, Dan, Duke and North Carolina recruited the same guys and still do. And I always thought it was funny, like Duke recruited. I was a grad assistant when Duke was recruiting the heck out of Eric Montross, and he chose Carolina, and Carolina recruited the heck out of Leitner and Hurley and all that. And Carolina fans hated Leitner and Hurley. And Duke fans hated Montross, who may be the nicest person that's ever lived. And you're going, do you guys realize if they'd made a different decision, you would have put statues up of the guys you claim you hate on both sides? Both schools recruit unbelievable guys. And there's not a better person on the planet than Hubert Davis. And if he had gone to Duke, he'd be a Duke icon and they'd tout him. But you know, he went to Carolina, so they don't care for him. It's just that's part of the rivalry, I guess.
But I look back on Leitner, and I know Leitner was so important to the program, but did he also create sort of that us against the rest of the world mentality by his style of play, his personality?
Yeah, that probably started with Ferry a little bit, and Ferry and Quinn Snyder kind of brought Leitner up, and they were pretty hard on him when he was a freshman. And Leitner had unbelievably tough skin. He's probably, you know, in addition to being arguably the best player ever at Duke, he was the best competitor that's ever played there. That dude was unbelievable. And I don't remember him, Dan, ever getting outplayed, whether it was Shaquille O'Neal or whomever. O'Neal may have been a better player, but he didn't outplay Leitner. I don't remember anybody ever doing that. And Leitner, like I used to play tennis with Leitner, and, you know, he played ping pong and, you know, ridiculously competitive in those things. And people don't believe this, but it's true. Leitner at 6'10", 6'11", whatever he was, could get in a handstand and walk on his hands from one baseline to the other. He was an extraordinary athlete, not in the run and jump sense. He was a good athlete, but an extraordinary athlete in the things that he could, the different things he was capable of doing. Like when you and I were kids, athlete meant could play a lot of different sports and do a lot of different things. Now it means run and jump. But Leitner was an extraordinary athlete in that way.
He's Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst. Did it feel like the end of an era on Saturday?
Yeah.
Not just Coach K, but I'm talking about college basketball.
Yeah. But I've felt that before, you know, when Bob Knight left Indiana or when Dean Smith retired, or when I was a kid, when Wooden retired at the Final Four in 1975, you felt like, oh boy, it's never going to be the same. And it is never going to be the same. But in one part, there's sadness because he's leaving. But on the other part, it's exciting. It's exciting for the next chapter for him and his family, but it's also exciting for the game too, because there are other people that are going to step in. So I'm not worried about the game, just like I wasn't worried about it when one and done, or worried about it when we've had the 3-point line came in or other changes. The game will be just fine. But Bob Knight said this about Henry Iba, I think when he went into the Hall of Fame: of all the shadows cast in the game, his is the longest. Hmm. And I kind of feel that way about Coach K, the shadow he's cast in this game is the longest there's ever been. There have been some pretty long ones with Dean Smith and Bob Knight and Pete Newell, you name it, all the great coaches. And the current guys now, like with, you know, Boeheim and Izzo and Calipari and all these guys, we've had some iconic coaches. But one thing that is changing is you know, now that the game, it's been professional for a long time, but now that it's really professional with the players able to monetize their talent, and the transfer portal, you know, now the coaches are not supreme like they were in the past. They have to change the way they do business. And so, you know, we're going to see a little bit of change in that. We may not have the super powerful kind of royalty type coaches like we've had. It may become a little more professional in that regard too.
Great to talk to you again, Jay. We'll talk to you tournament time. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I had a wild idea about Major League Baseball. Now, I know that it's not going to happen. I'll say that, but I just... You know, baseball is always experimental. They're experimenting on how to speed up the game. What if you actually had a clock attached to Major League Baseball? Let's say I gave you 2.5 hours to play a baseball game, just like soccer does. And, you know, maybe you have extra time for something. You add like 6 minutes. But when the game ends, the game ends. And just that you're on the clock. And then those last couple of innings, even the last inning, you get a rally going and you're on the clock and you're not sure when it's going to end. Or you do have the clock up there and you're hurrying up there. And then, you know, the pitcher's taking his good old time. Now you have the clock on him at 14 seconds. Get in the batter's box. Start to swing away. I know it would never happen, but if you want to speed up the process and you want to have something really interesting where you're not sure if you're going to be able to throw a pitch, you get one more at bat, bases are loaded, all of a sudden, 5, 4, 3. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, so the people who would critique this would say that it's not fair because both sides don't get their at-bats. What if at the 2.5 hour mark, Dan, you finish that inning? So let's say it's the seventh inning at the top of the seventh and the A's are up and it's at the 2.5 hour mark and the Yankees had the bottom of the inning.
But you've had 2.5 hours. You've had your at-bats. We've had our at-bats.
But this would ensure the inning gets finished and no one can complain.
I don't want the inning to be finished.
Oh, you're radical.
I want it to stop. Like, that's it. Game over.
Two outs, two on.
Yes.
They throw back to the pitcher like,
yes. Yeah, that's it.
No, like, stoppage time or anything?
No.
There's a little injury?
Well, you could. But I don't know if then you have fake injuries like soccer does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If you want to put them on the clock, then put them on the clock. Like, you could create. Then it would be interesting to watch baseball. If, you know, it's 2.5 hours. See, the NFL has it timed out. Halftime is 12 minutes. Like, they don't differentiate. Game starts right now. Game hopefully ends. You got another game after that. You got to fit into a window. Baseball doesn't fit into a window. Now, I've never had a problem with the length of a baseball game. But I will say, if your goal is to speed it up, this would speed it up. Yes, he.
Right, because football, there's always an end, right? Either you go your four downs and you three and out, or you have to punt, or it's going to end with a field goal or a touchdown. A baseball inning, theoretically, could go on in perpetuity. It could go on forever.
Yeah.
Until you get those three outs, it could just keep going on for, it could take an hour and a half, just the one half an inning.
Yes, Marvin.
I'm an expert on shortening things. So my thing would be, like, what about the batter? Like, what's the penalty going to be if they go over the 14-second limit?
Well, I think it's a ball for the pitcher. They just say that you didn't deliver the pitch in time, so it's a ball. And that's it. I don't know what it is. I get, you just call a strike on the hitter if he's going to take forever. Yeah, Paul.
If I've got a 2-0 or 0-2 count on someone, I'm just going to sit there and let the clock go and go, I'll get it to 2-2 and rest my arm for a couple pitches.
Did Nomar start this? Who's the first player to start, first batter who didn't get in the box? He took forever.
He certainly made it famous. There's no doubt about that. He became the poster boy of...
Yeah, like, that's a weird OCD type thing.
Like a tick.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if he does that now. Like, what's he do now? Once you're out of baseball and he's at home with his wife, Mia Hamm, and she's like, hey, can you help me with this? And he's like, hold on.
Like, he stands up, sits down, stands up, sits down, touches the remote three times, and then...
As somebody who has OCD, I could certainly understand that, but it felt like Nomar started this. Yes, Tom.
You think he always has batting gloves on, even though he's not playing?
Maybe.
He's like in the kitchen. What are you doing? He's fixing the Velcro on the batting glove. Why are you doing that?
Oh, it drove me crazy. Just get in the box. Every pitch. Get out, adjust, get back in. Next pitch. You don't even swing. Get out, adjust. Yes, Paul.
Jose Altuve of the Astros may have mastered it from what Nomar used to do. He goes in, he adjusts his gloves four times on each hand between each pitch.
Oh, God.
Both hands. I mean, it's a scene, man.
Yeah, see, I don't know what you can do. I find it more annoying with what the hitter's doing than the pitcher, because the pitcher can't do anything until the batter's in the batter's box. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Still waiting for a decision with Aaron Rodgers, probably tomorrow at the earliest. Also, Seattle apparently turned down a trade request from the Washington Commanders for Russell Wilson. It's bringing Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN front office insider, former Jets GM, and also Dolphins executive. Mike, I saw a couple of days ago where you said Aaron Rodgers was being selfish. Explain why the timing of this, that he's selfish.
Dan, great to be with you. In a salary cap system, his decision is going to impact a lot of his teammates, specifically Davante Adams, Preston Smith, Za'Darian Smith, a couple other guys as well. When you look at what Drew Brees and the Saints did the last 4 years he was there, Dan, they had the best record in the NFL. It's really simple. You lower the cap charges now and you push him out. If he's going to come back, and don't get me wrong, Aaron Rodgers should be the highest paid player in the game. He deserves whatever he wants. But he's being selfish because until he says, I am back, they can't re-sign some of their players. We just came back from the combine last night. You're already hearing things like DeMarcus Lawrence being asked to take a pay cut, other players getting deals done or not. They can't handle their business until the Packers know if Rodgers is going to be there and how to structure his contract.
Why do you think this is taking so much time that he's truly torn between staying in Green Bay and going someplace else?
I think every day that he's not making a decision, he's closer to leaving. And here's why. Like, what could he possibly know on March 8th or 9th that he doesn't know today? You know, Dan, smartly, about 10 days ago, the Packers hired his old quarterback coach, Tom Clements. There's nothing else that he needs to know. If he was coming back, he should say, hey, fellas, pay me $50 million a year, lower the cap numbers, bring everyone back. We saw that with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Every day he doesn't see that, I would be scared to death if I'm the Packers and thinking, you know what, we're probably going to have to move on from him and a whole bunch of other players, and we got to rebuild.
What's his trade value at that age?
Well, I think because of what we saw with Tom Brady, I think it's a minimum of 2 first-round picks and probably 3. You know, if Matt Stafford won for 2, I'm probably, if I'm George Payton, the general manager of the Broncos, I'm giving up 3 first-round picks, and I'm going to be the odds-on favorite to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl next year with Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback.
If you're Denver, would you do that if I said it's going to cost you 3 first? I was told a long time ago, Green Bay has so much confidence in their ability to draft. They want picks. They don't want players. So if you're Green Bay, you get those picks, you give up Aaron Rodgers if you have to. Is that worth it?
100%. You can't overpay greatness. If you have Aaron Rodgers for 3 years or 4 years, does it really matter if it costs you an extra first-round pick, which by all accounts, Dan, should be a low pick in the 20s, maybe 31, 32? So the day he walks in the building, you have a meaningful chance to win the championship. And by the way, Dan, that gives you about 4 or 5 years to try to draft his replacement as well.
I'm also trying to figure out what's going on in Seattle because I feel like they're quietly shopping Russell Wilson. And he's got the, you know, he got the trade kicker in there that he can't be traded. He can veto that. So what should Seattle do?
I totally agree. They should rebuild. If I was Seattle, John Schneider's done a great job there as their GM. They have the 4th best team in the NFC West. If you could get multiple first-round picks, and to me where it all lines up is Philadelphia, go get their 3 ones. Philadelphia with Russell Wilson has a chance to win the NFC East. And now if you're Seattle, you could rebuild. Because right now, if you're there with Russell Wilson, you're looking up at not only the Rams, but the 49ers. And Arizona made the playoffs with Kyler Murray. So if I'm them, we had a great run with Russell, but now's the time to restart.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's the place that Russ would want to go. I think Philadelphia is a lot better than what people think. I just don't know if that's a team that Russ would want to go to. And would Seattle let him go to the NFC?
No, that's totally fair. Now, with that said, the other place I think is fascinating to me is Pittsburgh. You have a championship head coach. You got a championship defense. And the pitch I would make if I was Pittsburgh is, hey, look, our defense is as good as what Tampa's was 2 years ago. Tom Brady came down. We won a championship. You bring Russell Wilson in with Chase Claypool, Najee Harris, and that defense, they have a chance to win a championship. And, Dan, this is really hard for us to say, but Pittsburgh has to figure out how are they going to close the gap with none other than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. But how do you quietly shop somebody, Mike?
That's how we got Brett Favre when I was at the Jets. That's your job. You got to be a great listener. You got to call every team all the time. and you have to say, hey, is Russell Wilson available? And tell us what the bill is. When you're dealing with guys like a Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, there's not a ton of negotiations. It's more of like, here's the bill. Do you want to pay it? And again, based on my experience, Dan, you pay bills. You can't overpay greatness in terms of quarterback. We just came back from the combine. There's really not a lot of answers there this year. And there's about at least 12 teams that need a quarterback. If I could get Wilson or Rodgers, I'm not letting the other team get off the phone.
But when you called the Packers about Brett Favre, take me into those discussions. How does it work?
Well, he really wanted to go to Tampa Bay and pay for John Gruden at the time and wanted nothing to do with going to New York and the Northeast. So we actually spent a lot of time convincing him that where we were, there was farms and he could go hunting. In fact, I said, Brett, if you don't hunt every single Tuesday, your day off, I'm going to fine you. There will be mandatory hunting and fishing as a New York Jet. And we just kept trying to understand what his concerns were, because Green Bay, ironically, with Aaron Rodgers sitting there, knew they were in great shape at the quarterback position. And what we had going for us was they really wanted him in the AFC more than the NFC. So that really helped our advantage. And again, fast forward to today, Dan, if I'm sitting there as the Packers, I would much prefer to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Denver Broncos than the 49ers or any other team in the NFC.
Yeah, but I also wonder, if Green Bay knew what they had in Jordan Love, would they be going through any of this right now?
I think Green Bay had the right strategy and poorly executed. And what I mean by that is 2 years ago, they said, hey, you know what? We got to be prepared for Aaron Rodgers graduating. And what happened was they traded a fourth round pick to go up and get Jordan Love. They have more questions than answers with him. And if I was them, I would just keep adding one. And that's what the great Ron Wolf did. Matt Hasselbeck, Mark Brunell, Aaron Brooks, all those quarterbacks were developed under Brett Favre. They need that same mindset, because the only grade you really can give Jordan Love, Dan, is a grade of incomplete, but they have to keep that mindset of keep adding another quarterback.
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers for 3 years or Russell Wilson for 5?
Rodgers for 3, because I think he's the best player on the planet. And again, if we were running a team, Dan, we'll keep looking for his replacement. But when you have a chance to win a championship, it's hard to say no to that.
Would you rather have Rodgers for 1 year or Brady for 1 year?
Ooh, probably Brady. I got 20 years of scar tissue with that guy. Who would you take, Dan?
For 1 year, I would take Rodgers.
Why is that?
I think he can do more with less. I think Brady, when it's structured, when he has the right people in the right place, I think Rodgers can make things happen. I don't think Tom makes those things happen. All things equal, that Tom gets to pick his team and Aaron gets to pick his team, I'd probably take Tom, but, you know, you don't get to always do that.
Let's spice it up a little bit. Right. I'd rather have Tom Brady at his salary and his lesser demands economically than Rodgers as his, because if we have Tom, we could bring back a lot more of the band than Aaron Rodgers could.
Okay. How much is Tom going to cost you?
What did he pay for, about $25, $26 billion in Tampa? Where Rodgers will probably take probably double that. If Mahomes is at 45, I think Rodgers, if he plays, will be north of 50.
Yeah, and I think that's fair when you bring in the money. But do you think Tom Brady's done?
No, I don't. You know why? He could have told the entire planet when he was on with Jim Gray that I am done unequivocally. And I think if you cut Tom Brady in half, Dan, what's going to ooze out of him is a world-class competitor. And you're a great dad. I like to think I'm a good dad. You could take your kids to school, and that's all well and good, but it's Tom Brady. Like, how many times can you take the garbage out to the end of the driveway, right? I mean, even as long of a driveway as he has, like, at some point, right? Guys still play at a high level.
How do you pursue Tom Brady if you're the Niners?
Oh, that's easy. I am relentless. I am saying, this is about your legacy. This is your hometown. And we'll talk to Tampa Bay. You tell them that you're not going to play there. I live this, unfortunately, because what happened was Favre was like, look, I want to play one more year, and I don't want to play here anymore. It worked out for us at the Jets because we had just hired Rex Ryan. We wanted to draft somebody to build with Rex. We got fortunate. It worked out. We drafted Sanchez, won a whole bunch of games together. But if I was the 49ers, I would call up Joel Glazer, the owner of the Buccaneers, and just say, hey, he's not playing there anymore. We want to sign him for, you know, one more year. and we'll give you something. Because if not, he's just going to rot away on your reserve retired list. So why not get at least something for him? And then at the right time, have Tom put some pressure on. And that could be more of a July conversation, to be candid.
Yeah, but it, you know, Bruce Arians said it's bad for business if all of a sudden you're letting Tom kind of dictate what goes on here.
Yeah, what's worse for business, Bruce, is if you get nothing for a guy that says he wants to play, but he just wants to play for his hometown. So it could get really sticky. And again, I actually lived it, Dan. I thought through those machinations of, like, we may tell Brett he can't go anyplace else. But I was just thinking, like, at the end of the day, if the guy doesn't want to be there, you're really stopping progress of your own organization. So at some point, cut your losses, get what you can, and move on. Because at some point, either Kyle Trask or Blaine Gabbert, someone's going to be the guy for them in Tampa Bay. And if Tom wakes up on July 4th and said, hey, you know, these carpools are a little bit too much for me, and I want to play for my hometown, I think it'd be hard for Tampa to stop that.
All right, we have a bet here. Paulie, my producer, thinks that a quarterback is selected the first 13 picks of this draft. The over-under is 13.5. Now, any quarterback is going to go in the top 13 picks. Where do you want to weigh in on that?
I'm going to take the under. I was there. There's a lot more questions than answers this year. And with that said, if you and I, Dan, were having a conversation in 3 years, I think Kenny Pickett will be a decent starter. I think Malik Willis is super intriguing because he's really well-built. He just needs a little polish, and I think they'll be drafted, but I think it's lower in the teens at the earliest.
Oh, so you're taking the over. So there's not a quarterback selected in the first 13. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I bet under, like, lower in the round. But
oh,
yes,
oh,
I think it's
okay.
18, 19, 20, somewhere in there.
When does hand size matter with these quarterbacks?
Great question, Dan. Context is everything. Kenny Pickett's had 27 fumbles and lost 11 of them. It's meaningful with him. If we're talking about a guy that never had any fumbles, you could have 6-inch hands, it wouldn't matter. But the fact that they were sub 9 inches and he's had ball security. Now, with that said, if you and I were running a team, we could still take him, but we'd be sitting there talking about what's our plan for him? What's the ball security drills? Like, how are we going to work on this? Every player has strengths and weaknesses, but his hand side is meaningful because he's had 27 fumbles in his career.
What's the 33 team? Is that you're teaching at Columbia? Is that part of that?
Well, yeah,
curriculum?
They're slightly different. So the 33rd team is a bunch of coaches like Doug Peterson, Dan Quinn, that when they weren't with the team, they wanted to stay current. And we have some rock star grad students that are supporting them. And we're just putting out free content to the world. That's sort of like just looking at things from behind the curtain. We had Brian Schottenheimer just write an article about what it's like to be a quarterback coach at the combine. We had Bill Pulling write an article, why he hired Tony Dungy. And it's just trying to bring people behind the scenes. It's 3013.com, and we have a free newsletter.
But you're also teaching a course at Columbia University, aren't you?
I am. So I squeeze that in between my responsibilities at ESPN. So we do that every Tuesday in the fall, and that's the business of the NFL. And it's great. There's so much to talk about around the league, and there's a whole bunch of grad students that are way smarter than their professors. So I think I learn as much from them as they learn from me.
Help me understand this. Sam Howell, the North Carolina quarterback, goes in for his interview with the Eagles. And as soon as he walks in, they have him do pop a shot. What are you looking for there if you're the Eagles?
Competitors. You know, like Pete Carroll is really known for that. Like Pete, in his team meetings, will have an offensive guy against a defensive guy. And he wants them competing at everything. And I think you're looking, you know, Coach Parcells has a great expression, Dan, like you want a battlefield commander as a quarterback. So does he hit the shot? Does he command the room? Does he handle adversity? I can't tell you how many times, Dan, over the years in Indy, we have taken quarterbacks off our board where we would show some interceptions and we would say, hey, take us through that play. And they would blame the play call. They blame the receiver. They blame. And like they're off the board. So you learn a lot about people that way.
What if they're right? What if their assessment of the play was it was a bad call? Oh, you know, that receiver made the wrong pattern.
Yeah, no, that's fair, Dan. But you got to be Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes and have a little equity in that conversation first.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers would blame the play calling or his wide receiver coming out of Cal?
He would, 100%. But, you know, it's interesting you say that. Aaron Rodgers slid for a lot of reasons back in the day, and we didn't interview him. when he came out. But I'll tell you, like, intangibles matter, especially at that
position. What was the criticism of Rodgers and why he fell to the first round? And,
you know, he was a junior college transfer, first of all. You know, he was not. And now, look, nowadays, that wouldn't matter at all. Back then, there was all sorts of studies about being a 30, 40-game starter. And I think there were some questions about, you know, leadership. And, look, at the time, the irony was, you know, Alex Smith went one, and Mike McCarthy was the offensive coordinator of the 49ers. Mike Nolan was the head coach. They picked Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers. McCarthy becomes the head coach of the Packers, and the rest is history. So the ultimate irony was, if McCarthy – as the offensive coordinator of the 49ers, had selected Aaron Rodgers. Think about how much history would have been different for Mike Nolan at the time, Aaron Rodgers, and McCarthy in Green Bay.
Great stuff as always, Mike. We appreciate your time. Thank you. You make us smarter.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Big fan of your show and really appreciate you having me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.